Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone is having a great 2021. I know the year 2020 had us all fucked up. But we got through 1 month in 2021, and today is the first episode of February. To all the trainees in the audience, Happy Carnival, back up on yourself. And now, let's get the show started. So, yeah, I sat here with Jerome Stang, 28-year-old who grew up in Maloney. And next Maloney episode. Yes. Jom, how are you?
Alright.
Yeah? How are you feeling?
How are you feeling?
Yeah.
Right now? You know, I feel a little depressed, a little sad, but you know, life has to go on.
How has your year started?
My year?
Yeah.
My year started off, you know, quiet as normal, you know, then trying to do the right thing we could do. You understand?
And how is 2021 looking for you on your past to January?
2021, it will be bright, it will be bright.
Yeah, COVID over.
Yeah, I hope so.
So, the reason you're on the show today is to talk about your past.
Right.
Tell us a little about that.
Well, my past, to be honest with you, it wasn't really 200, you know. Kind of grew up alone, never had a father. The only father figure I had was my grandfather, you know, and he passed when I was a little boy, when I was about 6 years old. And after that, you know, trying to find, like, you know, a parental love, then, you know, it was kind of difficult because my mother was working, and in her head, you know, working and providing was, you know, the only thing in her books then. But to say, to show the motherly love and to be there, and it wasn't really there, you know, because I have a sibling, you know, he's older than me by six years, and you know, you gotta actually feel.
So that's 34.
Yeah, he's 34.
Yeah.
So, you know, I used to actually feel that, you know, she was more on his side.
The favorite,
and you know, like, that was she eyeball, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and all this, how did that make you feel?
Alone, angry, you know, sad, all the different type of emotions was going all over the place because at the end of the day, when it is, you know, you think you gotta have that kind of, you know, sibling kind of love, or, you know, kind of motherly love, it wasn't really there. Because when he was older than me, he used to do his own thing. I used to basically be by myself most of the times.
Yeah. So, okay, so what did you do to entertain yourself in these moments of loneliness?
Right, so I used to have a lot of action figures, and they were like my friends. So to surpass, you know, that type of emotion, that type of feeling, you know, I used to play with my action figures, you know, used to watch TV, you know, do anything as a child, you know, what a child would try to do.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, that feeling would still be inside there still now.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it don't matter how much you play with the action figures, you know, you do whatever you could do as a child, you know, just trying to get by. You still have that feeling there. So.
And among these action figures, which was your favorite?
I had an Iron Man action figure. That was a action figure I got from one of my great aunts and them from the States.
Yeah.
So he was like my real virgin. You know, so, you know, it's Iron Man, you know.
I cannot relate.
Yeah.
I liked Green Lantern.
Okay.
Yeah, Green Lantern is the shit. He's still the shit.
Alright, not saying.
At what age did you finish school or you drop out?
I had to drop out because in school, in high school,
I will get all that.
Yeah.
But in primary school, how do you survive the 8-hour period? I know children could be a bit of a dick.
Well, at the end of the day, you know, primary school was primary school. You know, I was bullied in standard 4 and standard 5. Standard 4 to standard 5, when I couldn't take the bullying again, I ended up, like, hitting a boy at in the face. And, you know, standard 5 was the same situation and all too, but it reached the point where I didn't know that, you know, what I was doing, could I get the other students killed. You know, so I just keep repeatedly, I wait for him, and I jump kick him. How the class was up on our stairs. So yeah. Where the class was is that in order to come down on the ground itself, you had to walk down some stairs. So it could be about 5-6 stairs. So I saw him by the doorway, and I jump kick him.
What school was?
That was St. Pius Boys, Aruka.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that blue school.
Yeah. So I jump kick him. I can't even remember what he do. I think he was just bullying me at the point in time, and
yeah.
I couldn't deal with it again, so I saw opportunity and I jump kick him and he fly through the you know, the doorway, and he fall in the drain. And when he fall in the drain, I run down the stairs. And at the side of the stairs, I end up seeing like a piece of wood or something. And I keep repeatedly hitting him in the face. And Mr. Warner wasn't easy. Mr. Warner saw that, grabbed me by my shirt, like, I didn't know what like you know, like a crane just pick you up and just pull you. Grab me and ask me what I doing and this and that, and I explain to him what go on, and I still get cut ass. So still get cut ass in school. And for SCA now, I thought I would do bad. I ended up passing for Borneo Secondary, and we was the first set of students to actually enter the school. We was the first set of students.
Yeah.
And from Form 1 to Form 2, I really played the ass. I really played the fucking ass.
Me too.
I couldn't care less. And, you know, from Form 3, I started to get involved with, you know, with weed and different people.
Okay, we'll get all that.
Yeah.
Tell us how one were your emotions passing for Borneo High School.
It was real exciting, you know, and it was real surprising and exciting for me, and I was glad, you know. But my mother wasn't really, I wouldn't say she really wasn't pleased, it's just she didn't believe it, and I was fucked up.
So, what about your teachers with these
in primary school?
As well, yes, in primary school.
Oh, I don't really know. I don't know what was their reactions, because we never really spoke. So, never really talk anything after that. So, you know, primary school is primary school. Once they're done with, they just go on to the next school.
No, it doesn't. You never went back to visit.
No.
Someone with you.
Nah, Mr. Warner was not a nice teacher. Mr. Warner was a real brutal teacher.
Yeah, but you have other teachers.
Nah, I never really had no kind of close relationship with teachers or something in primary school.
Yeah. Okay, we going down to 15 minutes while approaching the 13th.
Right.
Tell us, how did you, how was the orientation in Borneo?
Orientation, you know, it was just exciting to go high school, you know, because at that point in time, it wasn't just we alone was in the school. It was also, that's when the point in time the government had changed all junior sex into secondary. So yeah. It had form fours in our school.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, that was real challenging and new, because I was real tiny. I was real, so them students was like,
yeah, them form ones.
Yeah.
That's be so.
Yeah, so, I mean, when it is you see students from junior sec, them is like big man and big woman, you know. Them like fucking giraffe size now. So, you know, it was a little intimidating, but orientation was all right.
Yeah.
And I think it didn't even have uniforms for us, because we had to wear black pants and a white jersey, like, you know, like a tracksuit for fucking school for orientation.
Yeah.
So I think Jovan could relate on that too. Yeah, so yeah. But that is how it was, yeah. To wear a white jersey and a track pants. I think after like 2 weeks or a month,
yeah,
they introduced uniforms.
Yeah.
You pass a big pink school.
Right on the bus.
Right on the bus route.
Everybody passes here and all, yeah.
But you know, when I get older, that don't really matter. It's taking education matter.
Yeah. I saw will be back with the other side of this podcast. This isn't my shoes. My name is Chester. Stay tuned.
Good day. This product is brought to you by the amazing people at Anchor. Anchor is a free app where you could not only listen to your favorite podcasters, but you yourself can become a podcaster. Anchor will distribute your podcast among other platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn. Download the Anchor app today.
Do you need a bit of inspiration? Well, you've come to the right place. Because you see, In My Shoes is a place where we discuss the goals, accomplishments, and struggles faced by ordinary people just like you. So let's take a walk together.
Welcome back. And my tunes, the windy break. Jerome was lying, yet tell me real thing. So, what I'm going to tell you now is real fucking thing. And as like, yeah, God, that is what we are all here for. We like the bacchanal, the suspense. Let me go, Jerome.
Yeah.
At what age you got involved with crime?
At what age? I believe at the age of 15.
So from 3.
I guess about that.
That was the same age you drop out of school.
Yeah.
You see, not fuck that shit.
No. I dropped out of school because I was owing Saddest Man money for weed. So what happened is that at a point in time in school, you know, Sony Walkman phones was the best. So I mark a couple students, take the phone, but one of them end up taking his phone, and apparently a student him, and she end up ratting to the SSO in the school.
And,
yeah, that is school security officer. They are retired police who working as like a, you know.
So a safety officer.
Yeah, was working in the school.
Alright.
So, they went and tell them, hey, Jerome, take a phone and take the student phone and whatnot again. And from after that, you know, a schoolmate of mine come and tell me, yo, where is he seen? He had to, you can't come back in school, you know, because police looking for you. And well, I wasn't home. I bustled from here. So I was near for a while, and after that I just started getting the game. I started to sell drugs.
But how from
where I was living? Yeah, I had to leave from here. Because I didn't know if the police would have come and show up by me. You understand? So
yeah.
And the schoolmate was always getting my updates, so kudos.
Why don't I?
But right after that now, I meet up with some real people. Can't call names. But these are the men that, you know, are out there today and still out there today. And at the end of the day, when shit needed to get done, it had to get fucking done. And when it is you want to send a boy home, if it is you have to transport something,
send them home to meet them in car. We are the baddest man them in Jamaica.
So, yeah, anything had to be done, had to be done.
Sorry about that.
That's a small thing, you know, but at the end of the day, it wasn't just about that, you know, because it was higher forms than it, because not only that they deal with, you know, organized crime, they also deal with manifestations.
Explain manifestations.
Manifestation meaning they deal with demons, they deal with spirits.
Outer body shit, yeah.
Shit like Kali.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you want to talk shit, Chester? You want to talk about real shit? Really fucking shit. So, yeah. At the end of the day, that is how it is. And that is something that mentally affect me. It mentally affect some of my associates. Some of them take their life today because they didn't know how to deal with it. Today, it affect me in all fucking ways. And not too long ago, all kind of fucking shit come and happen. And I don't know how to fucking deal with it. And it's real easy for me to go back into the life I was in and just say, okay, make myself fucking peaceful again.
Yeah, in heaven.
At the end of the day, you know, it involves, if I do what to do, it involves a lot of minors and a lot of innocent people.
So, what do you plan to do in that scenario? Because you brought up minors, which are basically children. So, are you going to groom them?
No, at the end of the day, I can't do that because it's so fucking difficult that the best thing that I had to do right now is try to save my salvation. Because if I do what I had to do, I know far, far where I'm going. If you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
But at the end of the day, I had to try to save my salvation and try to ask for forgiveness from God, for myself, and try to ask for forgiveness in those who fucking hurt me the most. Because it's real fucking tough. But at the end of the day, that is how the life is. Life is about making choices. And I make a choice not to put myself in that position again, because I know what I really fucking capable of. I is not no fucking idiot to do a fucking drive-by with a gun in my hand. I don't do fucking baby crime like that. It's baby fucking crime. You see that kind of crime? You have a gun and you went and fucking say, when I shoot a boy, that's baby fucking crime. That's macro man fucking thing. I don't do them kind of fucking thing. I will watch you in your fucking face and do what the fuck I have to do. And I will make sure what I fucking do, that you see the last person before you close your fucking eye, and that person is fucking me. That is the type of person I am.
Alright, so we don't want to get on your wrong side tonight. Why? Well, if all you see how this man watching me, I scared him, no. Why you watch me like that, Jerome?
I don't want you to know how I just have a very intimidating face as well.
Yeah. I want you so.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah, because the people who, you know, who taught me certain things.
Yeah.
The one thing they taught me is to hold no fucking remorse at all. So when it is your whole, if it is you have some sort of fucking empathy or sympathy for somebody, you can't be in a business like fucking that. What the fuck are you doing there? What are you doing there in the first place if you have sympathy? You can't have sympathy and empathy for nobody.
So, someone like me who likes to spread love and happiness.
Mm.
I want to be welcomed among all you. No.
You can't do that. Because at the end of the day, they don't promote that. They promote violence. They promote extortion. They promote drugs. They promote, you know, fucking power. That is what they're all about. It's all about power. It's about who are the most fucking power, who are the most fucking say, who pocket are the most politician in it, who pocket are the most and whatever. That is what they're all about. Power. You understand?
Yeah.
I mean, it reached that point where I trip off that point in time and I stand up to one of them. And that was probably one of the biggest mistakes I made, because right after that, you know, I get put in place, but when I get put in place, you know, it was a fucking chance I take. And the fucking chance that I took, I proved to them that, hey, what is he saying? They see that, hey, something wrong with fucking him, he's a psychopath. They created something that they can't control. But at the end of the day, it was all about me, because it had another associate, short just like me, wouldn't call names. And at the end of the day, he more arrogant than ignorant. Yeah. You can't go nowhere with him. If you go anywhere with him, he like to cause a scene.
Yeah.
Right? Unlike me, I quiet. You understand? I don't say much. And but if it is a cross man, I don't really come here right away. I just leave it, let it walk. I just leave it, let it think, yeah, I you know, I's the baddest thing out there. I could do what the fuck I want. But when I come here, you know what it is always fucking say? They just always fucking say they're sorry.
And do you accept apology?
No. What you sorry for? What you sorry for? So you wasn't sorry for what you just say and do. You wasn't sorry about that back then. But now, you're in a position where you might get sent home. You want to tell me you're sorry now? Why are you telling me you're sorry now for? As I tell you, bro, I am not the person to pick up a gun and jump in a car and bobo and I said, I'm not about that. I come in for you, bro. And when I come here, I'm not coming with no set of gun.
Okay, thanks for being on the show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any last words for our listeners? Have chills.
Don't choose the wrong path in crime, because it will put a toll on you emotionally, spiritually, and most importantly, mentally. Try to seek the salvation and the righteousness and the path of God, because he's the only person that could really save you. No amount of crime, no amount of whatever you do in your life cannot save you from this life except Jesus Christ. So yeah, that is the best I can say right now. Try to make peace with people who you did wrong to. If they don't want to make peace with you, well, that is their loss. They have to explain that to God.
Thank you, Master Seng, for being for spending this time with us. My name once again is Chester La Rosa. Join me next week as I am back here with another person to encourage, to inspire, encourage, and enlighten. Find me on and find us on Instagram at In My Shoes 7422, all one word, all lowercase letters, and we'll see you next week. Bye.